Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is Carmen Turner Scott. She's a social worker, astrologer, writer and teacher who's been working as an astrological counsellor with victims of trauma for over 25 years. Her book, The Mysteries of the 12th Astrological House, Fallen Angels, is about the most spiritual and mystical house in astrology. It rules cosmic consciousness, compassion, service to others, spiritual gifts, addiction, imagination and so much more. Welcome to the show, Carmen.
Hi, thank you.
Oh, thanks so much for being with us. So I'm interested to learn more about this because I thought I knew quite a bit about astrology, but I must admit I don't know what the 12th astrological house is.
Yes, the 12th house is one of my favorite houses. I started researching it when I was 16, when I found out I had the Sun and Venus there. And what I started realizing is that people that were born with spiritual abilities, people that were very intuitive and empathic, and that would have unexplained mystical experiences typically had planets in this special house. And, you know, it's ruled by the sign Pisces and associated with the planet Neptune. So everything about spirituality and oneness with God and finding your spiritual path has always been associated with the 12th house. So I began researching and doing charts for people and in my counseling practice, just seeing these patterns and these similar experiences that people had that had planets in this house. And it's very scientific and very amazing. When I started meeting people from all over the world, I decided to do a Facebook group called the 12th Astrological House, and people would share their experiences in this group. And it was amazing to see how they weren't alone. You know, they always felt different and like they were from another world. And that's where I got the title Fallen Angels, because a lot of 12th house people feel like they're not from here. You know, they're not from Earth. They feel like maybe they're adopted and they just aren't like most people because they feel different and they have very intuitive abilities where they can feel people's pain and they can see the future. You know, they dream things, they know things, they're very spiritual and they're born that way. Yeah. So I wrote this book to support them and to bring this awareness to everyone that studies astrology and any students that are interested in learning. When you do people's charts, it's a very basic book that really shows all of the experiences that 12th house people have. And I share a lot of my own personal experiences in the book as well, because I understand what it's like to have planets in this house and some of the challenges. And I try to give tips to 12th house people and to astrologers, you know, how to counsel and help people that have planets here. So that's kind of how my book came about.
And yeah. Let's go back a bit then. What is an astrological house? So if we're talking about the 12th house, I presume there are 12 houses, and how do you know what house you're in?
Yes, great question. So when we're born, we really need to know the date, year, time of birth, in place of birth to get an accurate birth chart or natal chart is what astrologers call this. And in the sky, when you're born in the sky, astrologers have 12 different sections or areas of the sky that the star constellations are in, which are the signs, and then the planets are going to be in one of the star constellations in one of those areas of the sky when you're born. So when you're looking out at the Earth, at the sky when you're born, it's kind of like we put the sky on a piece of paper, which is your chart and the map that we interpret. And so each house in our in the astrological chart rules a different area of life. So each house is associated with one of the sun signs. So, you know, we have the first house is Aries. It's the house of self, of identity. We have the second house, which is the house of money and finance and security. And we have the third house of communication, short journeys, learning, basic learning. We have the fourth house, which is home and family and your roots, you know, your childhood, your parents. We have the fifth house, which is the house of creativity, self-expression, love affairs, you know, all of these talents. We have the sixth house, which is our house of health. and in routine and where we like to have structure. And we have the seventh house, which is also called the descendant, which is the relationship marriage cusp. And that's our relationship house, our partnership house. And whatever planets and sign is there can show the type of relationship partners you're going to have and different issues you might experience in relationships. The eighth house, which is another one of my favorite houses, is the house of death, rebirth, healing, transformation. It's a very powerful house. It's very similar to the 12th. And I'll talk about that a little bit. Then we have the ninth house. That's the house of higher education, foreign travel, learning, movement and journeys. And then we have the 10th house, which is career and our public image. And then we have the 11th house, which is friendship and groups and acquaintances and humanitarian causes. And then we have the final house, which is the 12th house. And that is the house of cosmic consciousness, oneness with God, sacrifice, escapism, compassion, dreams, monasteries. It's associated with a lot of negative things really from the past. And I've realized that there's so many positive things about this house because people are born with mystical experiences. They are sensitive and compassionate. They're drawn to counseling and social work and helping other people. They're service oriented. They want to help relieve the suffering of the world. And there's a lot of challenges they have because they're so sensitive. So learning boundaries is a big thing with having any planets in the 12th house. But those are the 12 houses in astrology. And so when we do a birth chart, we want to look at, when we have the time and place and date and year, we can see where all of those planets are in which area of the sky, which are the houses. And we interpret that to try to help people understand themselves and others. You know, it's a tool of self-awareness and really powerful tool to help you really validate your own personality. And that's why I love astrology so much.
So the star sign that you were born into isn't connected to the house then?
Your sun sign, is very, could be unique, but each sign rules a house. So the energy of that sign is where we get the traits of each of those houses that I just kind of went through. So, Aries starts the zodiac, they start the first house. So if you just go down the line, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo in order, then you'll be able to know what sun sign is associated with each house and how we get the traits and energies of those life experiences, if that makes sense.
So do you mean that everyone in the born in the 12th astrological house is a Pisces then, or is that's not what you mean?
No. No, the sun is in Pisces for certain dates of the year. When you look at your birth chart to know what sun sign you are, you look at, what day you're born, what month and day. Mm-hmm. But the chart is more in depth. It has to do with the place, the time. And then we can see, you may be a sun Taurus, a sun sign Taurus, but your sun might be in the 12th house, which means you're born in the early morning. Okay. So the house placement of the planets has to do really with the time you're born. So the time is so important to be able to know if you have planets in the 12th house. So you may end up being a Pisces sun born in the morning and have the sun in the 12th house in Pisces, which is the ruler of that house, but not necessarily. Everybody has, different energies, different charts, even twins. But the energy of Pisces, I always say if you have a lot of planets in the 12th or in any house, we call that a stellium. And the energy of that house can really take over. So you may have a lot of Capricorn planets all in the 12th, and you don't feel like a Capricorn. You may feel more like the Pisces traits, right? When you read an astrology book, you're like, I don't really feel like I fit Capricorn. That's because I believe that the houses are so important, and even more important than the sign that the planets are in, because the house has a very powerful effect on how we express that energy into the world, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because so often when people, if you're just reading your star signs in a newspaper or in a magazine, it's often very vague, isn't it? And sometimes doesn't relate to you, or it might just say something like, oh, you're going to have an interesting conversation with someone someone and you think, well, yes, you could relate that to every day, couldn't you, really?
Yes.
But the whole point, I guess, of having a more in-depth astrological reading that looks into the different houses and the aspects of your life, whether it's friendship, career, relationship, all that kind of thing, is to give you a more detailed picture, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And there's a lot of websites that listeners can go to, you know, astro.com. There's a lot of free websites that you can put in your birth information and get a free natal wheel, a birth chart, so you can see all the symbols. You know, when you first look at astrology at your chart, it's a lot of symbols. But don't let that, you know, scare you away. There's a lot of basic astrology books out there that can help you understand, you know, okay, this is my sun. Okay, it's in the 12th. You know, you'll be able to look at the basics to really start learning and looking up different things. And that's how I started. I didn't know anything about this, and I just taught myself and started reading and learning, and I love it. And the more you put effort into it, the more you can learn it. But you can have an astrologer or even get a birth chart online that can explain everything to you. Mm. And it's so in depth. You know, it's different than your horoscope. The horoscopes are, like you said, very vague because they're not your birth chart. Your birth chart is the map of your soul. It is your destiny and the reason you came here. So all of your life experiences should be validated in that chart. So when I analyze someone's chart, they're like, how did you know that? That is what happened, because it's your soul. It's what you're meant to go through when you're here. It shows everything about your life, and it's very deep, very in-depth and psychological. And so that's what I use it for, to help validate people's emotions, which is your moon, the kind of relationship partners that are good for you, your strengths, your weaknesses. All of that can be seen in the chart, and you just have to have someone look at it. So this book, The 12th House, Fallen Angels, is really for anyone interested in learning more about astrology. But people that that are astrologers or learning definitely recommend this book. And anyone that finds out they have planets in this house or a lot of Pisces energy, you know, anyone with a lot of Pisces energy is going to relate to this book as well, because, you know, Pisces rules this area of life.
Mm. So with the expression, it's written in the stars, then that really yes. means something.
It definitely does. It is a science. And I, when I started doing this, I thought, wow, I wanted to know more and why this works and what it is. It's energy. You know, everything is energy. And when you start really looking at your basic birth chart, people, you know, skeptics, I've dealt with a lot of people that are like, well, I don't believe in this. And then they're like, how did you know that? And they'll cry. Like, everything you told me is true. And I'm like, that's because it's your chart. It's a science. It shows your destiny. You know, we're a soul. We're here for a reason. And that's what I use astrology to do, is to help people find a purpose, and that, you know, they're here to accomplish certain things and do certain things and have certain gifts, and they have to go through certain hard times to make them stronger and to transform their lives and to become more resilient. And that's why I use astrology to help people to learn their strengths and not feel like a victim, which is what a lot of 12th house people feel like. They, when they're younger, you know, they feel like they're different. They feel alone. You know, loneliness rules this house. They feel like a victim, that people hurt them or hurt, you know, they're so sensitive. They get betrayed, or they feel like they have a lot of loss or suffering. And that's the negative side of the 12th house. There's so many positive things about it. And one example I give, when I was 19, I had my chart done for the first time by an astrologer. And he said, your son, which is your main identity in your chart, is in the 12th house. He said, anything you put before God or a spiritual path will get taken from you. And I'm like, wow. I mean, that was scary, you know, to hear something like that. And being 19, I didn't really know how to do that, you know, what that meant. And so that was my first, you know, reading about this. And then I read a lot of books that were really negative. You know, they said, oh, if you have 12th house sun, you're going to, you know, bankrupt, you're going to divorce, you'll be sitting alone on the curb, lost all your money, and you have nothing except yourself and your oneness with the universe. And that is part of that house, but there's so many positive things about this house. And I always say that 12th house people are like angels because they have this compassion and kindness and this need to help alleviate people's suffering. You know, they draw people that have pain because people notice their energy, because their energy is bright, and they draw people that need healing. And so they become the caretaker for a lot of people, but they lack boundaries. Healthy boundaries, you know, which is a Pisces thing as well, not having those boundaries to protect themselves and being that sensitive nature, they can feel taken advantage of. They can attract unhealthy partners and unhealthy people that might abandon them or use them for different things, and they can feel hurt. Mm. And so that is all part of a lot of the experiences that people have with these, with 12th house planets and a lot of Pisces and Neptune strong energy. They feel these things, but there's a reason, because they're meant to develop boundaries, and they're meant to love themselves as much as they love other people.
I just have to share an email with you because we're running out of time, sadly, but it's so interesting. I just want to listen to you for ages. But I've had an email from Sally who says, please advise your speaker that I have a stellium in Pisces. My sun, Venus, and Mars only just before the cusp of my 12th house, which is Pisces.
Wow. you would love this book.
I reckon so.
I really, and you know, love to have you join my Facebook astrology group. It's called the 12th Astrological House. We have about 13,000 members from all over the world, and all of them have stelliums in the 12th, just like you. Please join, and you can post anonymously. You know, if you don't want people seeing who you are, you can post and connect with other people from all over the world that might share similar experiences. So I'd love to meet you. That's wonderful.
Interesting. Thanks for that, Sally. Okay, so if people go onto Facebook, the 12th Astrological House is what the group is called.
Yes.
Okay. And just one other thing I wanted to ask you. So when you're talking about doing readings with people, do you look at that when you do the birth chart and everything, when you're giving them information and they're saying, yes, that is true, are you telling them about their past? Are you telling about their kind of personality and them and things going on in their life? Or are you looking at things to the future? How does it work?
That's a great question. A little bit of both. When I first do someone's chart, I do psychological astrology. So I'm going to focus in on their personality, traits, strengths, their current life, their childhood, their past, you know, maybe some things they went through to bring them to where they're at. And then after I do that, you know, really connect with them on that first consult, then I can meet with them again. And I look at their transit chart, which shows me, you know, what is happening in all areas of their life and what the future holds, you know, different changes, different transformations and learning experiences that they might go through. You know, if Pluto's transiting the fourth, I might be able to, you know, prepare them that there could be a move or loss of a loved one or a lot of change in their home life and career during that time frame. And then when I really look at a chart, when I first do the psychological astrology, I look at what's the North Node. The North Node in our chart is our soul mission this lifetime. And the South Node is our past learning, what we've already mastered. The sign we've mastered in the area of life is the house. And I help people understand that they have to let go of the past and move towards their North Node. And the North Node could be in any, depending on your chart, it could be in Scorpio, Pisces, Virgo, and it could be in the eighth house, seventh house, first house. And depending on what house it's in, I will interpret that and be able to lead them in the right direction of where they need to focus their energy in their life. And I don't really have to say much, because when I start talking, they're like, oh my gosh, that is me. And this is what I'm doing now. And so it's amazing, because the universe gets us into our North Node no matter what. We either go kicking and screaming, or we get blindsided, or we can work towards becoming that sign in house. So for me, I'm a Scorpio North Node. I don't like change because I have that Taurus South Node, and I like stability and comfort. I had to learn to have a lot of change in my life and loss of loved ones and different things to make me stronger and to become more like a Pisces. And I'm meant to write and teach these things on a basic level. And that is, I'm finally in my node right now, doing writing books, doing these things. And I'm finally starting to embrace my Scorpio energy, which was painful, I will be honest. But now I'm like, wow, I've changed so much. I don't even recognize who I am anymore. That Scorpio, you know, yeah. Death and birth, transformation, your whole personality, identity is changed. And so that was my node. And I help people understand their node, their north node, which looks like a little horseshoe thing. If you pull your chart up, it's like a little upside down horseshoe.
Yep.
and a top up. That is one of the most powerful placements in anyone's chart, is their node. And you really need to understand those nodes. And there's a lot of books out there about them as well.
Oh, it's so interesting. I feel like I could have you on the show for hours, but unfortunately we've got to move on. But I expect there'll be a lot of people going, oh, I need to get in touch with this woman and have a reading or get the book or whatever. So much valuable information there. Carmen, thank you so much. If people want to get a copy of the book that we've been talking about, it's called The Mysteries of the 12th Astrological House, Fallen Angels. It's available on our website, tre.radio. It's by Carmen Turner Scott, who we've been chatting with. Carmen, do you have a website so people can get in touch with you?
Yes, I do. It's a www.8andthenumber12houses.com. If you also Google Carmen Turner Schott, I have Facebook. I have a Facebook author page, and I also have Twitter, Instagram. It's under my name, Carmen Turner Schott, author. And I have what's called Deep Soul Divers Astrology, which is the name of my website, but it's a Facebook page. You can like it, follow it. I post a lot of my articles and things on there, and love to hear from you.
Oh, fantastic. I look forward to connecting with you. Carmen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.